time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey there, Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to this here Religion Outside the Box podcast. If you aren't already a subscriber to Religion Outside the Box newsletter, go to rotb.org or Google Rabbi Brian or Religion Outside the Box. Sign up for the 77% weekly newsletter. It's free. It's enjoyable. All right, here's a question for you. And I already know the answer to it, but here's the question. Would you be as annoyed at a radiator making noise all night long, or the person next to you snoring all night long? And we know the answer to that, and we get more annoyed at the radiator, and we could say, well, because the radiator, it's a constant noise, and the person snoring, it's intermittent, and the answer is no, that's not why. The reason why is because we think that the person has the ability to change, to be different than who they are. As opposed to the radiator, we're not going to get mad at inanimate objects. You ridiculous oil-burning furnace. How dare you interrupt my sleep? But the person, on the other hand, they should know better. Now you can see where I'm going with this. I remember hitting this lesson. I was a sophomore or junior in college, and I was wearing a propeller beanie cap because I was the guy on campus who would wear a propeller beanie cap. And I was walking from uphill to downhill at Tufts University, and somebody pulled the propeller beanie cap off my head as I'm walking. And I spun around, very upset, and there's no one there. And I got even more angry, because now they not only had pulled my hat off, but now they're hiding and making me look like a fool. But there's no one there. I can't find my hat. It's not on the ground. It's nowhere. It has been pulled off my head, and it's gone. Because the wind had pulled a branch down on the tree, which perfectly caught the propeller and lifted the hat off of my head. Boy, what a fool I was to be angry at a tree. I couldn't be angry at a tree. Now, had it been that there was someone in a tree who had lassoed my hat, I would have let them have it. I would have been really angry at them. You understand the problem? Why would I have been angry at a person where I wouldn't get angry at a tree? I'd get angry at a person because they should know better. They ought not do such a thing. Those inconsiderate trees. But how often we see those inconsiderate people as though they were even considering our point of view when they hurt us or offended us or annoyed us. Maybe we should forgive them too? Question mark.